This is On Target Dance Party Radio with your host, Maude Marty. You are listening to On Target. It's What's in the Grooves that Count. An hour of Northern Soul, Rare Groove, and Forgotten Gems. From the 50s through the 60s to the early 70s. All vinyl, all 45 RPM with the occasional LP only track. And now your host, Maude Marty. We started off this hour with the original version of Devil with the Blue Dress On by Shorty Long on the Soul label. Of course, it was brought to life and made much more upbeat and popular by Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels. But this version, written by Shorty Long, is the original. This is going to be one of those shows, so zip up your parkas and put on your helmets and let's ride. This hour is brought to you by our good friends at Old Gold Vintage Vinyl, located at 187 Osborne Street in Winnipeg. They have a huge selection of LPs and 45s, and a lot of hard-to-find records you won't believe. They put a new selection out every week, from soul and funk to jazz, rock, and new wave, and so much more. Not in Winnipeg? Not a problem. Go to VintageVinyl204 on Instagram, and if you see something you like, they'll ship it to you.
With powers beyond any mortal.
So rounding out that set was Little Anthony and the Imperials, Bayou Bayou Baby on the End label, and then the Double Daters, Hey Blondie Baby on the Carlton label.
You love me, no, I Breakfast in bed. She turned on the radio, so I didn't hear the news. Have been a She greets me with a kiss, puts my things away. She has my water fixed so I can take a bath. Lays out my clean clothes so I can redress. She beats my supper on the divan. Turns on the TV and gets my favorite program. She brings my
beautiful track at the top there by Tammy Terrell. I Can't Believe You Love Me on Tamla Motown. She was so talented and so beautiful and taken from this world far too soon. She had been suffering from brain cancer and passed away in 1970, just a few months shy of her 25th birthday. So thanks to the songs that she recorded, we're able to hang on to the little bits of her talent that she left behind. She'll be sorely missed. The Carltons followed that up with Ooh Baby on the Argo label, an extremely close sound to the Impressions, which is probably why they didn't go too far. It's still a wonderful sound. Finished that set off with Lee Lamont, Pleasin' Woman on the Backbeat label.
I can't make you see what you mean to me. place where we can go. And I know when we get there you will see just how groovy it can be. When we get there we'll be free, free to fly through the sky, you and I, way up high, pretty colors everywhere. Close your eyes and we'll be there. Close your eyes and you will see reality. When we get there we'll be far above the world, beyond the stars, and you'll know just who you are. And what a world it will be when we're there, you and me.
Started that set off with The Bats, or simply Bats. They're a South African band that started recording in about 1965, and quite honestly have never stopped. Whether they broke up and got back together several times or just stuck together and put out an album every 10 years, their last album came out in 2008. The track I played is called Listen to My Heart, and it's on the Parrot label. Followed that up with a Northern Soul classic by Paul Anka, of all people. One of about three Northern Soul songs that Paul Anka had on that scene. When We Get There is the name of this track, and I have it on the Canadian RCA Victor label. And another unlikely Northern Soul artist, Tom Jones, who in actual fact was made heavy fun of in the film Soul Boy, which is about the Northern Soul scene, not taking into account the fact that Tom Jones actually has about two or three tracks that were quite popular on the Northern Soul scene. This one's called Stop Breaking My Heart, and it's also on the Parrot label.
Don't need to ask me to dance with her. Hey, 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 hey. It started innocent.
From the heart of Canada, you're listening to 101.5 UMFM, and this is On Target with Maude Marty. Stay connected. Visit facebook.com/OnTargetPodcast to keep up with the latest episodes and DJ events featuring Maude Marty. Subscribe to On Target by going to on-target.podomatic.com. Follow us on Instagram at Maude Marty or on Twitter at Maude Marty. Find us on Apple Podcasts. Leave a comment and a rating while you're there. And now you can pick us up on Maude Radio UK. That's modradiouk.net. Tony Amaro and the Chariots at the top there. Hey Baby on the Loma label. I played the flip side of that last week. Great two-sider. Followed that up with the Soul Set on the Johnson label. Surf and Boogaloo is the name of that track. And finished that set off with the Soul Sisters. Think About the Good Times on the Sioux label.
determination. I believe in what the old folks say. If there's a will, there's a way. Yeah, yeah. There's got to be a way somehow. Somewhere there's a way. You can hear me, pretty baby. You wanna keep it pushing now.
Monster Northern Soul at the top. The Velvets. Not the Velvelettes. The Velvets. I Got to Find Me Somebody on the 20th Century label. Followed that with Jerry Butler's brother, Billy Butler. Track called I'll Bet You on the Brunswick label. And rounded everything up with Jimmy Thomas. Where There's a Will, There's a Way on Merwood.
Oh, one, a two. Oh, one, two, three, four.
I want you to love me
all the time.
You probably recognized the track at the top there, Let's Dance, Chris Montez chart topper, this time around covered by Ola and the Janglers, a Swedish garage band that later went on to become Secret Service. Pretty killer version of that song, and I have found it on the Canadian Stone label. Followed that up with the Ravons from 1967, I Want You to Love Me. That's on the Twin Town label. And finished everything off with Jim Doval and the Gauchos, Mama Keep Your Big Mouth Shut, on Diplomacy.
Hey fellas, yeah. I'm talking to you, you and you too. Do you guys know who I'm talking to? Those of you who go out and stay out all night and have the next day, expect us to be home when you get there. But let me tell you something, the sisters are not going for that no more. Cause we realize two things, that you aren't doing anything for us, and that we can better do for ourselves. So from now on, we're gonna use what we got to get what we want. So, you'd better think. Yeah.
track that was a favorite to be sampled throughout the 80s, most notably by Rob Bass and DJ Easy Rock, which literally just took the chorus from this track, turned it into a big hit for them, called It Takes Two. This original version is called Think About It. Of course, that's James Brown in the background, but the track is Lynn Collins on the People label, and followed that with a 1969 outing by Jackie Wilson called Helpless on the Brunswick label. I'm going to leave you off now with something fun. There are two parts to this track. I'm going to play the first part. It's called The Elephant Game, and they'll actually explain what that is in the song. It's credited to Renfro and Jackson, and I have it on the GSP label. And just before we leave, I want to read you this really interesting story about the record as relayed by producer Gary Paxton. Because for a novelty record, this is a controversial record. It was released in 1963. And Gary Paxton says, Jesse Sales was my drummer and Chuck Hamilton was my bass player. Both of them were about 6'5" and weighed about 280 pounds. And the way they talked, they were both really funny, like Wolfman Jack. So I decided to record them. We went in and cut the track. It never changed key. It was like a Bo Diddley song. Paul Knuckles wrote it. He was a stuntman for many big stars, a stand-in for people like Paul Newman. He lived at the Hudson Manor and was the guy that would come in almost every day with a broken arm, a broken rib, or something smashed. We named the artist Renfro and Jackson, and it was a pretty weird record. I took it up to KFWB and they told me, quote, that's too black. We don't play black records, unquote. The blackest they would play was something like Shop Around by the Miracles. So we went and got a Volkswagen convertible, rented an elephant, got about 50 pom-pom girls, and did a parade down Hollywood Boulevard starting at La Brea. We had the elephant pulling the VW and all these pom-pom girls dancing in front and on the sides. And we had signs on the elephant that said, KFWB, unfair to elephants, and KFWB, unfair to Renfro and Jackson, etc. We're going down Hollywood. We had crowds gathering in front of the radio station, but then the elephant got nervous and started to crap in the streets. They called a SWAT team, who arrested us and later made us go and clean up all the crap from the elephant. They actually took us to jail for a record promotion.
This has been On Target. It's what's in the grooves that count. With yours truly, Maud Marty. Join us every Saturday at 6 p.m. on 101.5 UMFM or visit us at umfm.com. Until next time, keep the faith.
Well, hello, Jackson.
Hey, what's happening, Renfro?
I just learned a new game. You want to play?
What kind of game you mean?
The elephant joke game. You answer elephant questions.
Renfro, you is nuttier than Mr. Goodbar.
Why, man? Who else playing it?
Let's go ahead on then, Renfro.
Okay then, Jackson. Why is it dangerous to walk through the jungle between the hours of 2 and 4 in the afternoon?
Now, Renfro, you know I ain't never been no further than East L.A.
Well, that's when the elephants jump out of trees. You pick it up too, Jackson?
Renfro, they is silly.
But that's what makes it funny, Jackson. Here's some more. Try to answer.
Okay.
Why do elephants travel in herds?
I don't know.
So they can get their tennis shoes wholesale.
Renfro, you is ignorant.
You try one, Jackson.
Okay. Why do elephants have wrinkled knees?
Maybe they forgot to have their skins pressed.
No, Renfro. It's from bending down, shooting marbles.
Here's one for you, Jackson. Why do ducks have webbed feet?
Now, Renfro, we was discussing elephants, not ducks.
Same thing, Jackson. You don't know the answer?
Uh-uh.
So they can stomp out forest fires. Get their tennis shoes dirty.
From wearing them, man.
Oh, from stomping out burning ducks.
Renfro.
Yeah, Jackson.
Where do these things come from?
I ain't for certain, but somebody said the president got them done.
Well, now, why would the president won't do that?
So the elephants would start roosting on the White House roof. few jokes.
Me too. Here's one, Renfro.
Okay, Jackson, go ahead on.
Why does elephant sleep with the feet in the air?
To keep their tennis shoes clean.
No, man, you're all messed up. It's to trip blue jays when they fly by.